Hi there, this is Tracy, and today I want to talk about a toolbox that we can use to heal ourselves and get ourselves back on track. So often as adults, we have props today. We have tools around our house that do things. We think nothing of having one of these. Pliers, they have a purpose, right? Screwdrivers, hammers, we all have them in our toolbox for wherever we live, right? It doesn't matter if we own a house or we rent a house. We have these tools and they help make things easier. What I propose today is to tell you about some of the things that I have done in the healing process from a narcissistic abuse and the tools that I have used for myself might be something that can help you. The first thing I'd like to talk about is education. If you're just beginning your journey on learning that you were abused, learning about what a narcissist, sociopath, or psychopath is, it's so important to learn and gather as much information. For me, it started on YouTube, and I just started watching videos and I didn't stop. I watched them, listened to them in the car. I could plug my iPad into a cord in my glove box that put it into my speakers. And no matter where I drive to this very day, if I have more than a 5-minute drive, there is something playing, something that is going to teach me something else that's going to aid in my growth and my discovery. And the ability to never, ever be a victim again. If I stopped my education because I thought, oh, I've got enough, I wouldn't have learned the things that have really changed my life and helped me magnify the things I needed to understand in order to heal. After I went on YouTube, it took a little while because I was so absorbed. It was like an obsession. But I went to books, I went to blogs, and educated myself with the Huffington Post and all kinds of other resources with brilliant minds. The first part of my reading when I started in the book thing was definitely to bring books into my life that would help me identify the red flags, the behaviors, the patterns, and accountability on my part as to how this could have happened. So I'm just going to show you. I do this at my meetup every month here in Colorado. I highlight books and I talk to my group and encourage them to use these as a resource, a tool in our toolbox to heal, because we've never been through this before. We didn't know like where to turn, what to do, and now holy shit, we've got to learn, right? So I will tell you that some of the most powerful books that helped me heal were Love Fraud by Donna Anderson. She really lays out quite a bit in her books that helps you, like this one. These are 10 signs that you've been dating a sociopath. She lumps sociopath and psychopath and narcissist together under that sociopath. She says they're all the same. It's just different variances, right? I love this book. You can see all the little notey things, and if you were to see all the highlights in there, you'd be one of those people that would hate me for like vandalizing books, but they're mine and I get to do what I want. When I got the Love Fraud book on the 10 signs of dating a narcissist, I got this book too. This is a workbook, and I bring this to every single one of my meetups, and it has amazing information in a teeny tiny little book to help you really exercises in learning what trauma bonds you to someone, what your assets were that made you a target, what your vulnerabilities were, and the flags and things that you should learn. So that book really just sticks with me. Another one that I love is Psychopath Free. This one's by Jackson McKenzie, and Again, so many yellow highlights in that book. I have listened to it on tape in my car 3 times. It's like I can listen to it the first time and then I need it again. It's like a medicine, maybe a drug. It is like, oh, right, that makes sense. And things that didn't make sense in the beginning, now as I start to learn more, I can go back to and listen to that in my car. This one is The Narcissist Next Door, Unmasking Narcissists. Those were the discovery of what a narcissist was. The most important part, after you learn what it is, and after you learn that you have been a victim, you have been abused. So many of us didn't even know that. We were married to someone and you know, just thought they were jerks. We had parents that didn't act like other parents, and we didn't understand it. But now we're starting to see the whole picture. And for me, another part of my journey was this book. Shannon Thomas. So excited to be interviewing her this week. And her book is called Healing from Hidden Abuse. And the journey through the stages of recovery. So while we were learning about them in the first section, now we're going to learn about us. How do we heal? What is happening? More yellow marks in this book. Love her book. Love her message. And I think it's really important that we follow that. Because I had a narcissistic mother, this book was brought into my life. Will I Ever Be Good Enough by Karen McBride. And it is a book on healing daughters of narcissistic mothers. And that was certainly something I had to understand to put this piece of the puzzle together. I didn't know my mother. I didn't know what a narcissist was, but I certainly didn't know that my mother had been a narcissist. Now that I can see it, I can, it's so diagnosable and so easy for me to understand. The next thing that came up in my recovery process was learning that I was most likely a codependent. And so the books by Melody Beadle on codependency really helped me understand what was going on in my life. Got so many books on the floor now. PTSD, right? We gotta learn how to heal from this. This is what we have. So learning, understanding what it means and how to really get over it and heal. Brené Brown has just been an amazing part of my recovery. And while she has nothing to do with narcissists, she has to do with vulnerability and courage. And I think me making this YouTube channel is certainly the most courageous things I've ever done, is to share my intimate details. But her gift of imperfection and daring greatly. I really recommend that you look up her TEDx talk on YouTube on vulnerability. Really powerful. Another thing that, well, I was married. Sorry, we have another one. I was married to a narcissist. So I really spent a lot of time looking at what it's like to divorce a narcissist, what to expect, and how to protect yourself. Mine was already over, but as I read this and I learn, what I'm seeing is the things I did right and the things I did wrong. And I can help people who are beginning this process to understand. Another really cool book I love is, this one is The Language of Letting Go by Melody Beatty. And it's like a daily affirmation, actually dated for each day of the year. And it's just a little, maybe a page, maybe a half a page for each day, just something to just boost you up, something to inspire you. And it's like a daily meditation. Love this book. Can't say I look at it every single day, but I catch up on it and it's very inspirational and holds a good place for me. So after we have done all of that reading, okay, maybe you don't have to do all the reading, whatever applies to you, suck up this knowledge, pull it all inside and really be smarter so that it never happens again. I recommend that you start to journal. I started a journal and it helps you release things. As if you were talking to a therapist or you were talking to a friend. But it, when you put it down on paper, it releases it. It releases this and it gives you something that you can go back and look back on if you need to. For example, if you're being abused still to this day, if you document every single thing that's happening and you write it down for your own value, this can help you in court. This can help you really grab hold of your sanity again, because this is your best friend now. You used to have that other person, and they shared, but guess what? You have to be your own best friend. If you're not your own best friend, and if you don't tell that journal, which is the inner you, what you're feeling right now, it's getting all locked up. And the more we lock it up, the more confused our life gets. I had to learn about boundaries. Boundaries are a really important part of healing for someone that has been abused. Understanding what you'll tolerate and what you won't is something that I just never really understood, because I took it all. I didn't have any boundaries. If someone was doing something that upset me, I quietly did what I was supposed to do, but I held this anxiety, this anger, and this hurt inside of me. Instead of saying, no, I don't want to do that today. Thanks, I have other plans. I don't want to go help you move, or something else, where someone would ask me to do something above and beyond. Particularly, I don't know why people always wanted to borrow money from me. Probably because they could see that I would give it to them. And now my boundaries are set. This isn't gonna happen again. You need to learn to trust yourself. You need to care for yourself, and you need to trust your instincts. If you don't start to listen to your intuition that is knocking on your head and saying, that isn't right. What they just did, that's not right. Stand up for yourself and say no. Narcissists are bullies, and they get like so much joy out of destroying someone's life for no reason at all. It's just like a game, and we are the targets. Think of a video game where you're going around. My son used to play these and like, okay, they shot the prostitute. I mean, more points for you. This is how the narcissist thinks, is that we are just pawns, and they want to see if they can just knock us down and destroy us. So if we don't care for ourselves and trust ourselves to say this is not normal, then we're going to get walked on again. So learn this right now. Learn to stand up for yourself and say things like I statements. So when you yell at me, it makes me feel really sad or inadequate. Please don't do that again. Start to talk in how it makes you feel. That's much more empowering than, don't you yell at me. It becomes something that you're feeding yourself and you're acknowledging yourself. Learn that not to live in fear, and learn that right here, right now, I am okay. If you hold on to that fear and it controls you, it's not gonna end. It's not gonna go away. You have to accept the fear for what it is, and that is to protect you. But don't hold on to it. Don't let it control you. Does that make sense? The next thing that you should do is find some hobbies. Seriously, when's the last time that you did something that you liked? Did you like to cook? Maybe you like to exercise and you just haven't taken care of yourself in a while. Do something. Doesn't matter if you start off with a teeny little weight like this. do something. Exercise actually helps, like, chemicals in your body give you strength to fight the fear, to fight what's going on. It gives you the ability to feel better naturally. So even if it's just walking for 10 minutes a day, you own that. That is your time, and don't let anyone take it away. Really important. Take a bubble bath. I have another prop. Ooh, get some flowers. If you like flowers, I love flowers. And just having them around and appreciating them is so valuable, because we start to see the world in a different way rather than the doom and the gloom and the confusion and the darkness. We start to see light. We start to smell those flowers and smile. Just a little smile when we see them, right? So important. How about taking a bubble bath? When's the last time you took a bubble bath? Okay, maybe the guys are gonna say they don't like bubble baths, but how about a good meal? Cook yourself a good meal, or go out for a good meal. Take care of you. Take yourself on a date, because if you do, you're gonna appreciate that you are a good person, and being by yourself is not the worst thing. Go take a walk at a botanic gardens. Go take a walk on a hiking trail and just enjoy nature. Look around, look at the sky at night, look at the stars, and just be thankful because you're here and you get a whole nother chance. This was not a curse. This happened because it was a blessing, and you have the opportunity to be free of this control and hatred and confusion. It doesn't feel like it now, but trust me, you are on the way to becoming a happier person. I want to read a quote to you that I heard today that helped me understand the value of sharing my story. And I encourage you to not ever be silenced again. That is exactly what the narcissist wants. He or she wants you controlled. They don't want you telling their secrets. They want everyone to believe their lies. So together, our stories heal each other. This is what Mother Teresa said. Alone, I cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone upon the river and cause all the ripples. That's what we can do. This is Tracy, and that's all I got.